Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Bo. So we're up to, we're in Kohelet Pirek He, Pirek Hamishi, Pasuk Zayin. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Im Oshek Rash, V'Gezel Mishpat V'Tzedek Tir'e V'Medina. Which means, if you see the abuse or, you know, jipping a poor person, theft of justice and peace and charity in the country, says, "Al titma al chifetz." Do not wonder about the chifetzo shel makom, about what Hashem does to them. Which means Hashem will seek retribution. That is without a doubt. So when it comes, don't be like, "Oh, why, whatever." You understand? Shlomo HaMelech says this is another very, very blatant re'aya to the concept of midah kineged midah, Kadosh Baruch Hu and schar va'onesh. You know, sometimes people love the sachar. Talk only good things. But sachar itself is not a tenet of our religion. It's sachar va'onish. Just like there's a reward, there's also punishment. Because if there's no punishment, we wouldn't be deserving a reward either. That's the idea. And it continues and says, Ki gavowa me'al gavowa shomer uchvohim alehim. The shomer, who's the shomer Israel? Kadosh Baruch Hu, is highest of the highest, higher than even the highest person. He's watching, and he sees everything that's going on. Ugvohim yesh alehim, which means the people who are acting as agents of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim, and those who seek the retribution, are higher than all the people in this world. Which means, like the Tanna tells us in Pirkei Avot, Da malimala mimcha, Ein ro'a ve'ozen shoma'at ve'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim. Everything is recorded. There's nothing that goes unrecorded. The Chafetz Chaim alav shalom said, you know, in the times of the Chafetz Chaim, he passed away in 1933. The Chafetz Chaim. So anyway, b'kitzur, you have people. The Chafetz Chaim, when he passed away, or a few years before, that's when they came out with the first motion pictures. You know, the choppy ones. You know the famous video of the Chafetz Chaim.
Yeah,
it's when he was walking.
Video.
Yeah, when he was walking with his son, and he was the very. You never seen it? You have to show him the video. Yeah, show him the video of the Chafetz Chaim. He looks like Malach Hashem. His face,
literally does.
Face shining. His face was glowing like a Malach. Anyway, because that's when they came out with the first videos. So the Chafetz Chaim used to say that everything that Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates, everything in this world, all the technology and everything, is just a hint to what's going to be the Atid level. Says, what's a video? A video helps us to understand, after 120 years, when we get up to Shamayim, how does Hashem record everything? Hashem's going to pull down a video screen, and everything is recorded, and He's going to push play on your life. That's how it works.
Wow.
Huh?
So he was the first one to say this analogy?
Huh?
He said this analogy?
Yeah. He said that, why do you think there's videos? For what? And now it's not even videos. It's like you know, everything. Why do you have that? That's just for us to understand partially how the mishpat is going to go up in heaven. Weiter says the Shlomo HaMelech, Veitron eretz bakolhu. The advantage of those who dwell on the land is in everything. Which means the people who live in the land and act with gaava and act, you know, wickedly against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rashi, "Bechol davar hu oseh shlichuto lipara, v'afilu al yedei yitushin kederech she'asa letitus." Which means, those who act on the land, those who act wickedly kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will seek retribution from them. Everything on the land is fair game. Which means, Hashem will use every tool that He created to seek retribution, even mosquitoes. You remember such a story? Titus Arasha?
Titus Arasha, the mosquito went in, made him crazy.
And ate his brain.
Ate his brain,
yeah. Person thinks, yeah, you need biological warfare, chemical warfare, this, China, nuclear arms. Uh-uh. Hashem says, when it comes time, everything in this world is at my disposal, even mosquitoes.
Titus was the one who destroyed Bayit Sheni, right?
Yeah. Melech l'sadeh ne'evad, which means a king for the field is served. Which means what? Says Rashi HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu na'asa po'el l'tzion litva el bona memachriva ul'shalem sachar lebonea. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a king for a sadeh, for a field that was worked. What is that talking about? Tzion. The Pasuk says, Tzion Tzadeh Techaresh. Tzion was turned into a plowed field. Hashem says, I will become a shaliach to rebuild that and to seek revenge from all those who destroyed it. Hashem says, that becomes my personal... Hashem becomes the contractor of Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Says, I'm going to... Don't worry. I'm going to come back and take care of that. Here's another very, very famous and pertinent Pasuk. It's funny. When you go through Tanakh, you realize all the famous... Oh, that's here. That's there. That's there. Right? Anyway. You know what Pasuk finishers are?
Those are the best.
Pasuk finishers. It's a Sfaradi thing. You know, like old, Ashkenazim too, but by and large, it's like by Sfaradim. Old people, like whatever. Any Pasuk, you start anywhere, it will finish it.
Especially Tehillim. Like
oh, Tehillim, yeah. And especially during the Drashot.
Yeah.
But you have to set them up. You know how it goes? You have to... yeah. And then... you have to set them up. Funny people. So... Ohev kesef, it's setting them up for the assist. That's what's called, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
No, aliyup. What's that? Like, slam dunk. Ohev kesef, lo isba kesef. One who loves money will never be satisfied with money. Okay? Now, this is certainly the simple understanding, but kesef is also a reference to Torah mitzvot. Why? Im tevakshena ka kesef uchmatmonim tachpesenna. If you search, if you pursue Torah mitzvot like money, then says Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle, az tavin yirat Hashem, v'da'at Elokim timtza. Which means you will understand the knowledge of Hashem. So over here it could be Torah mitzvot also. If you love money, you'll never be satisfied with money. If you love Torah mitzvot, you'll never be satisfied with that either. Understand? You decide. Whatever it is Hashem gives... Whatever a person, whichever way a person decides to go in this world, that's the way Hashem takes him. And this lack of satiation can go either way. Hen lekodesh and lechol. It's a big zach. Umip ohev behamon lo tevua. A person who loves a multitude of mitzvot lo tevua, which means there is. No specific Rashi says, "V'en be'echad me'em mitzvah mesuyemet v'nikeret." You can never say, a person who loves mitzvot, you can never say, oh, he loves this mitzvah. I mean, some people you do. But the point is, this person is so in love with Torah mitzvot, you can't point to any specific mitzvah because he's involved in all of them. Binyan bet ha'kneset, bet ha'midrash, tzitzit, tefillin, mezuzah, you know, all these things. Gam ze havel. What? Says Shlomo HaMelech, this is also futility. What do you mean futility? You just told me that we're talking about Torah mitzvot also. How can that be futile? Says Rashi HaKadosh. Kach nidrashim shnei mikraot halalu b'midrash. Which means, ve'od panim acharim agunim. Ach ze ikdamti lefi shum ma'inyan. Aleihem shesmachan hakatub yachad. Which means, here. Gam ze havel. One second, I just want to see this pasuk. Hold on. This is very... Oh, so the Mitzvot David goes back on the pshat of too much money, and even though he loves to get money and spend it and whatever, but that's also havel. Even trying to get money, so much money in the pursuit, trying to pursue tzedakah v'chesed v'zeh, that's wonderful. But remember where you are also. Don't get taken over by them. There's another pshat in the Gemara in Masechet Makot that ohev kesef lo yisba kesef. A person who loves money will never be satiated with money. Umi ohev behamon lo tevuah. Person who loves the Torah so much will constantly have. He has Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, Midrashim. The more he gets, he has so much tevuah, like grain, and he's able to teach it to other people. So, and let's. Do one more pasuk, and we'll call it an erev Shabbat, or actually call it a week because I won't be here next week.
Oh yeah.
No, Baruch Hashem, ledvarim tovim. Anyway, bekitzur. Mezat Hashem. Yeah. I told my I'm very not as an individual. I don't like vacation. I don't like, even though there is something to be said about the change of scenery and whatever. Ever since I was a kid, I hated vacation. I love consistency, seder. You know, that's my thing. So even I never used to go to like camp or whatever. I used to learn ben hazman. I used to hate vacation. Hey, you know, and whatever. That's just my nature. But I told a lot of people, you know, during this is mamash. It seems like I'm going to Florida. So it seems like the whole world and their grandma is going to Florida. You know what I'm saying? I spoke to a certain Rashiva yesterday. I spoke to him about a certain Indian. So he said, can you come meet with me sometime next week? I said, I'm not going to be here next week. So he said, where are you going? Like every other good Jew to Florida? I'm like, that's a good guess. Anyway, b'kitzur, avan mikol makom, the idea is, this is part of, you know, you don't live for yourself. You have to be gomel chasadim tovim na'amo Yisrael, like a kadosh baruch hu. It's been a hard year, nachon? Ben adam yesh lo isha v'iladim. Person has a wife, children, family, whatever it is. It's not been an easy year, nachon? Not been an easy year. People cooped up and people have been through a lot of things. You have to show them, you know, menuchat ha-nefesh k'sat. In order to, it might not be the epitome of, you know, nobody's going over there to learn up a storm. That we know. You know, I'm not going to Florida to give a shir klali. Aval ma? You're going over there, kedil chadesh, this pasuk in the Navi, titchadesh kaneshe ne'uraichi, in order to pursue avodat Hashem, v'koyeh Hashem yachalifu chowach, it's another pasuk in Yeshaya, you have to renew your strength, you have to see where you're holding, you have to try to rejuvenate yourself, pretend you were a phone, even a phone has to be charged every so often. Uh-huh. You have to go, lachalif chowach, obviously, you know, people are going on vacation. And maybe to be careful of shmirat ha'inayim, shmirat kedusha, shmirat Torah mitzvot, shmirat aguf. You know, people do all sorts of crazy things and eat all sorts of junk. You have to, you know, watch your eyes, watch your mouth, watch your kedusha. Ze vaday kacha. People go, they think. I said this yesterday. People think they take the pasuk in the Torah literally. Lo b'shamayim. There are certain things that people wouldn't do at home, and then once they're in the shamayim, they're on the plane. Ze kulam mutarim lachem, mutarim lachem, mutarim lachem. Lama lo b'shamayim? Torah lo b'shamayim. No, this is chilul Hashem gadol meod. Chilul Hashem atzum. Sometimes you see people chas v'shalom lo arov, but sometimes you see people in certain modes of dress, and they go up on the plane, and then things that they would never even, you know,
think about doing here
on the plane. Akol mutar. Why? Because you have a screen in front of you? Azma? Because you have this in front of you? Zeh chilul Hashem zeh. Chilul Hashem. Person has to be bechol derachecha da'ehu v'hu yiyasher orchotecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Melochol ha'aretz kivado. You remember there was one person in Tanakh that tried to escape from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You remember who that was? Yonah Navi. That didn't end well. Yeah? And he tried to escape l'shem shamayim. You know that, because he didn't want to bring prosecution upon Am Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu taught him the hard way. There's nowhere to escape. Lo b'shamayim, velo ba'aretz, velo b'yam, and velo b'harim u'gva'ot. There's nowhere to escape. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Melochol ha'aretz kivodo. So I wish you a good week. Relax, feel good. You know, rest up. That's also good. People, especially people who had COVID, rest is the most important thing. My Rebbe tells me all the time, you have to take it easy, even if it means cutting back a little bit on your daily schedule of learning, whatever. Person had COVID, you have to rest. Sachlanuach. Rest, 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 rest. And it takes sometimes weeks and months and who knows what. Yimach Shemam, the chest tanks over there. Aval mikol makom. That's.
Chest tank. Yeah.
Anyway,
they are playing a game of chess.
Anyway. Mikol makom. Tzarich me'od. What was the other one? The plate? So, that's to fake out the parents?
Yeah, to fake out the church tanks themselves. Because they figure out,
King Wong,
Ting Tong, Ting Tong.
Aval, Aval Mikol Makom. You know about this stuff?
No.
זה דברים של זה, טוב. אבל מכל מקום רבותיי, כל אחד יעשה ועשית הישר בעיני השם אלוקיך. נכון? Wherever a person goes, you stay here, you go there. Life's a big ניסיון, it's an uphill battle. לפתח, חטאת רובץ. The second the person's born, טח, you're born into a war. You let your guard down in war, Hashem Yirachem. צריך להיזהר, אבל בעזרת השם עושים the weekend after. כל טוב, שבת שלום, ביוואר.